Married at First Sight. Chapter 4257. Old Lady Johnson asked, "Which of your grandsons would be the best match for the eldest daughter of the Ormond family? I heard she's the head of the family, unlike your third grandson's wife. Hayden prefers to dress like a man and take on the role of the eldest brother. The Ormond family has more daughters than sons, so their eldest daughter leads the family. Someone like her would be better suited for your eldest grandson, but he's about to become a father." Old Lady York responded, "That would be my sixth grandson, Tatum. The eldest grandson is definitely not an option. He's been married for years. I'm very happy with Serenity, his wife, and I've never considered changing that. Tatum is the youngest son of the eldest house. He and Zach are full brothers. He's an excellent match for Elora in every way. I treat my granddaughters-in-law as my own granddaughters, and I would never mistreat any of them." Old Lady York believed all her grandsons were well-trained, talented, and worthy of high-status marriages. If they weren't, she wouldn't even consider pursuing matches with other prestigious families. Her own children were treasures, but so were other people's children. After a moment of thought, Old Lady Johnson said, "I don't really have an impression of your sixth grandson. Among your grandsons, only the eldest three are well known. The rest tend to stay under the radar. Even in Wiltspoon, very few people know about Tatum." Old Lady York nodded. She liked that her grandsons were low-key. If they were all high-profile and ambitious, it would put unnecessary pressure on the eldest grandson. More importantly, she didn't want Serenity, the eldest grandson's wife, to feel overwhelmed. Compared to her sisters-in-law, Serenity's background was the humblest. "Tatum loves cooking more than anything," Old Lady York continued. "He's been passionate about it since childhood, and now he works in the restaurant industry. I expect all my grandchildren to be self-sufficient, and cooking is a basic life skill. Since Tatum loves to cook, his skills are outstanding, just like Kevin's in our family. Elora is known for being extremely picky. She switches personal chefs as often as she changes clothes. If the food isn't exactly to her liking, she'd rather go hungry than settle. But with Tatum, that wouldn't be a problem. If they end up together, she'd never have to worry about her meals, and Tatum's talents wouldn't go to waste." Old Lady Johnson was speechless. "Well, that was certainly one way to look at it." Just then, the butler entered with Elora, followed by four bodyguards carrying an array of gifts she had brought with her. "Madam, Miss Ormond is here," the butler announced respectfully. The two old ladies turned their attention to Elora. Since they were in the Johnson family's home, Old Lady Johnson spoke first, greeting her with a warm smile. "Hello, Miss Ormond. Please, have a seat." Both women were welcoming, their smiles kind. Elora thanked them politely and took a seat across from them. Looking at Old Lady York, she greeted her directly. "Old Madam York." Old Lady York smiled. "Elora, it's been a while." Elora's eyes flickered with curiosity. "Old Madam York, have we met before?" She had flown in specifically for this meeting, eager to find out who Old Lady York had chosen as Tatum's fiancée. Could it be her? This was important. Old Lady York chuckled. "We've met a few times, but each time, I was in disguise. You're always so busy and in a hurry, it's no surprise you don't remember me." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4258. Chapter 4258. This was a formal meeting, but in the past, Old Lady York had observed Elora secretly. Elora, on the other hand, had barely noticed her. To find the perfect match for Tatum, Old Lady York had done her research, gathering information and carefully analyzing whether her grandson could impress Elora. Elora was momentarily speechless. No wonder she had no recollection of meeting Old Lady York before. Meanwhile, Old Lady Johnson handed little Ava over to the nanny and instructed her to take the child outside to play with her brothers. The house was always full of energy, and the young boys were a handful. If they stayed inside, they would just create chaos. It was better to let them burn off their energy outdoors and return only when they were exhausted. The butler served fragrant tea while Elora's bodyguards placed the gifts on the coffee table. Elora turned to Old Lady Johnson. "Old Madam Johnson, I apologize for the intrusion today." Old Lady Johnson smiled. "It's no trouble at all. You're welcome at FC Manor anytime. Just don't go spending money on gifts next time." "It's just a small gesture," Elora replied modestly. From the moment she saw the two old ladies, she felt an inexplicable sense of familiarity. Perhaps it was because they both seemed so kind. Even though she knew they had been powerful women in their youth and still held immense influence in Annenberg and Wiltspoon, there was something warm about them. After exchanging a few pleasantries, Elora got straight to the point. "I came here today to meet Old Lady York. Her grandson, Tatum, works as a chef in my home, and I often hear him talk about her. From everything he's said, I can tell she's an incredible grandmother. I truly admire her. When I heard she was here, I had to come and say hello." She had been in a rush and hadn't flown to Wiltspoon. If she had, she would have needed someone from the York family to notify Old Lady York to return home for a meeting. But making an elderly woman travel on her behalf didn't sit right with her. So instead, she had flown straight to Annenberg. Old Lady York chuckled. "Tatum didn't complain about me. Whenever they're with me, my grandsons always say I'm a tough grandmother, constantly making them do this and that. When they were children, her strict discipline had led them to grumble about her being a bad grandma. Of course, within minutes, they'd always apologize and promise never to call her that again. As they grew up, they stopped saying it outright. Whether they still thought it in their hearts, she didn't know. But one thing was certain: her grandsons were devoted to her and always listened to her advice. After all, she had raised them herself." Elora smiled lightly. "Tatum is gentle and refined. I can't imagine him badmouthing anyone. Old Madam York, you're the grandmother he adores the most. There's no way he'd ever say anything bad about you." Then, she hesitated before asking, "Old Madam York, could we speak privately?" Old Lady York already had a good idea of why Elora was here. And Elora wasn't one to beat around the bush.